This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Now, this morning there's been, yesterday, there was a lot of chat about Bruce Willis, who has come down with this diagnosis, and I'm not sure exactly how to explain it, but someone who's probably a little bit better equipped to explain to us what's going on in the Bruce Willis world at the moment is my wife, because she is a speech pathologist. Ash, good morning. Dragon?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, doll. So tell us a little bit about this situation with Bruce Willis, because I actually don't know, and there's a lot of people that actually don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so he's been diagnosed with aphasia, and I'm not sure which one he has. There's three different types of aphasia, but essentially all three of these degrees of aphasia can interfere with the ability for him to be able to speak and understand language. So you can imagine that his career will be highly impacted. Essentially, it's a language disorder that affects a person's ability to communicate. So I'm not sure what the cause could have been. There's a fair few different ways. So it could have been from a stroke or a head injury. Could have been just growing from a brain tumor, or it could have just simply been developmental over time.
Well, Dahl, it says that he's got like earpieces in his ear when he works, when he's been working, because he's been forgetting, you know, how to, what to say.
That's right. That's one of the symptoms, can be quite forgetful, or he may be being rehearsed lines, so he knows exactly what to say. But even then, trying to learn and rote learn lines, it can still be construed and affected. So when he might have a chance to copy or reiterate that sentence, it might not come out the same way that he intends it to. So his speech will be highly, highly affected.
Wow, that must be so hard for someone that's only ever done acting, for that to be taken away so suddenly.
Yeah, right.
Is there ways that he can sort of learn to live with it and still get by?
Yeah, there absolutely are. Depending on the severity and which type of aphasia, there's a fair few different kinds of therapy approaches that someone can take with a speech pathologist. It depends on what their goals are and what their quality of life would, in their eyes, would like to be. So there's so many different variables that will come into play on what would be appropriate for him. It's just all dependent on the person. Everyone's their own person.
Yeah. Well, Dahl, look, I knew you'd come in handy one day, obviously, being a speech pathologist, and today is that day. So, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We've got Dr. Jonathan and Dr. Ash now. We've got Dr. Jonathan and Dr. Ash on our show now. We've got a bit of everything going on.
While I've actually got you here, there was something that I probably should tell you, Jarrell.
What?
Well, there might be a possible baby number two coming.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you dead set serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny because it's April 1st, so it's April 4th.
Oh, damn it.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.